Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm your speaker today, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy, 644478 at keen.com for readings. Daisy May, DAISEYMAE 81 at hotmail.com for prayer requests, comments, or questions. Okay, our cosmic weather report. The last full moon on Halloween was a blue moon, and it had a message for us. First of its kind since 1944, happening in Taurus, this moon has power to change the course of our lives. And the moon squares Mars, that was last night at 11:08 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that affects attitude changes, or it could be passionate exchanges in an argument. Expect the unexpected. Mercury retrograde was not friendly or nice in any way. Mercury is now direct in Libra, more loving vibration. However, Mercury is also at a rough angle to Saturn today, showing us that there is limitations within any relationship, and some of us need to learn that. Our health tip is taken from the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease, also the Bottom Line Health Book, Breakthroughs for 2021. A total of 1.5 cups of cooked mushrooms each week. Suggested mushrooms are golden oyster, shiitake, white button, as well as dried mushrooms. Caution, do not eat wild mushrooms unless they're verified by an identification expert. But eating these a cup and a half a week helps prevent cognitive decline and benefits for aging brains. I'm going to have one note here on the election. No matter who wins the White House, our trust is in God. Our faith is in His promises, in His Word. Our highest focus is to glorify God and be our very best version of ourselves. Okay, today's show is based on hearing the Word of God and the secret to hearing God's voice is to align your mind with the will of God. God wants you to have and to hear His voice. The Holy Spirit must become your main source in your life to hear God's voice. You need time to implement worship, and meditating on the Word of God is one of the ways that He speaks to us. You are God's son or daughter, and He wants the same relationship with you that He has with Jesus. When Jesus was upon this earth, 2 Peter 1:4 says, great and precious promises to escape the corruption that's in this world. We certainly need to hold on to that one. We are to be partakers of divine nature, which gives us a personal relationship with God. God's breath is a way of speaking to us. When you meditate and you deeply breathe, then you're taking in God's breath. And in Genesis 2, verse 7, God breathed into Adam's nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. The same breath causes us to be born again of the Spirit of God. This breath is God's voice. Ezekiel 37, 8 and 10, dry bones, the story of dry bones. First, there was no breath in them. And then God said, for the breath to come from the four winds, and breath came into them. Acts 2, 4, God speaks through prophecy. The Spirit gives speech from the spirit realm. Revelation 19, 10 speaks of the spirit of prophecy, and God speaks to us through His Word. Okay, let's take some calls here. Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you so much, and thank you. That was beautiful. I so needed to hear that introduction. Thank you. Oh,
thank you. Yeah. I take the time before a radio show to meditate and ask for the Holy Spirit to guide me for each and every one of his children. And you're one of his children.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. What can I do for you today?
I have a project I'm kind of at a crossroads with. It starts with the letter L, and I'm wondering
okay.
if I should extend it into a longer project with my friend Liz, or if I should just, set it aside and, mark it as done in my head and move on to the next.
Okay, well, the cards indicate that you need to come to peace about this within yourself and without actually ending the process, but kind of, not marking it off or check it's done, is to just set it down for a minute, you know. And there's some sort of communication coming up about a change related to this, a good change.
Oh. Oh, thank
yeah.
God.
There's definitely
oh.
a lot of hope here. I have the card of hope, the card of peace of mind about it, and then the health card, the sun shining, meaning that there is a healthy response. It's just like, you know, we tend to, if something doesn't go our way or it doesn't appear
yeah.
to be coming to us the way we want it to, is like give up on it. Well, I find that we shouldn't give up quickly on anything and just pray about it, set it aside, and something's coming up about it very quickly. It's not a long wait, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. God bless
you're welcome.
You. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for participating with Spiritual Perceptions. Okay. Okay, I want everybody to know that the next show will be on December the 4th at the same time, and we have a special guest. Her name is Lexi, and she will be doing readings instead of me. It's a little second opinion. And a little variation. So mark your calendars. You don't want to miss this. It's going to be fun. It'll be the close of 2020. So it'll be a lot of fun. Okay, here we go. Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
You had just taken my call.
Okay.
You just spoke. Yes. I wanted to continue to listen, please.
What can I do for you?
Oh, another question?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I guess, is love coming anytime soon?
Okay. Well, the first card is quick. It looks like you've been disappointed there. And there's a little disappointment here in the present line, but I think we got good news here. I think the close of this year is the end of waiting. You know, it's not to me, a long wait is months, like 6 months or a year. This is like maybe a month.
Oh,
5 weeks is what I got. Okay, you're gonna meet somebody very special.
And
okay.
Totally. Wow. Thank you. Okay. Thank you
so much.
You're
welcome.
Thank
God bless.
God bless you and yours. Thanks.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Daisy, this is Regina.
Hi, Regina.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Whatever you have for me, what's good
okay.
to share with me?
I show some stress, but it's leaving. And some sadness about something. But it's leaving. The main thing is it's leaving. Thank God, right?
Okay.
It's like,
right,
yeah,
exactly.
We're tired of this.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Yeah, so it's leaving. Okay, let me see if I can. Basically, it's just telling me it's going away. So let's see what's coming up if it's going away.
Right.
Okay, the second run still says it's going away. You have a lot of intuitive ability, but sometimes you get mad at it. I do too. You know, you have to stop and say, okay, we're human here and we don't like what this looks like. But you need to develop that a little more. You have an adventure coming up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am going on a trip in January for my birthday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be fun.
Good. Definitely need it.
It is needed. You've been going through a very stressful period, and so this adventure is going to kind of settle things. And I think after your trip, you're going to see things clearly. It's like you're shedding. You know what I mean? You're shedding this bad energy, and it's a new start, new year. And there's all kinds of good aspects coming to you. There may be a career change or a promotion.
Oh, yeah. Definitely looking into that, because my job that I'm in now is like January will be 2 years, but it's contract, so I'm not even a full-time employee. So that's stressful enough. And I just want benefits, you know. So, and I just figured if it's not with that company, with, you know, a different company.
Yeah.
So I'm working on to get my resume revamped.
It could be this promotion. Or it could be another. We'll look at this again, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, be sure and call in December, because this show is all about you, the person, the personality. And this is I've always told people, the Bible says out of the mouth of two witnesses the thing is so. So this is a second opinion, and we'll be closing the year, and she will definitely all you have to give her is your month and date. No, the years are classified.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, and she'll probably cover exactly what I'm seeing, and give you some detail on that, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you
but
so
I
much,
do
David.
You're welcome, but I do see a really good change in 2021.
Oh, finally.
I know, huh?
Mostly like in career and relationship. Come on, I've been working in that area for some time.
Well, good. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for participating with Spiritual Perceptions. Have a good day. Okay. All right. A lot of the time, God speaks to us in dreams. 1 Kings 3:5, the Lord spoke to Solomon in a dream. God spoke to Joseph, betrothed to Mary, considering abandoning her because she was pregnant, and God soothed that situation. Also in a dream to Joseph to leave Bethlehem and go to Egypt. God uses people to speak to us, and that's kind of an interesting aspect. You know, even out of the mouths of children, I've been thinking about something, and one of my grandkids was saying, bingo, God's speaking to her. God uses the Holy Spirit to communicate with us, John 16:13. The Spirit will tell you things that are to come, the future. The Spirit will guide you into all the truth. Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. And that means we need to find time to be still, to stop thinking about the problem, do some deep breathing and center yourself, and a lot of times you will get the answer you need. Now, it might take a little practice, might not happen the first time, but meditation is definitely a good key and will bring you to a point of communicating with God. A lot of people tell me that they don't know how to meditate. Well, if you know how to worry, then you know how to meditate, because worry is a negative meditation. That's thinking on the problem, instead of thinking on the solution. So we need to be more inclined to think on the solution. God speaks to us through his ministers and his angels and witnesses in this earth. If you're born again and Jesus is the Lord of your life, the Spirit of God is inside your spirit. And this, when you meditate, you connect with that. We must be aware when God is telling our spirit something. The soul will fight against it. We need to learn not to oppose God in our minds. That's what the Romans 12, 1 and 2 says. We have to renew our minds so we can be transformed. And our emotions will fight with it too. So remember, the spirit is willing and the flesh is weak. Okay, let's go on here. Hello, you're on the air.
Happy Friday.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank God it's Friday.
Yes, that's
okay.
True. And thank you for being here for us. We so need you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I think I need that today. That's my aim. That's totally my aim.
I know. And we can tell.
Help us. Thank you. Let's see what we got for you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Wow. This is so good. You have a very strong archangel around you. We're not to pray to angels, but we can talk to them like we're talking now, you know. You can say, St. Michael, I need you to help me with something, or Gabriel, or it depends. Like those two, Gabriel's an angel of vision. So if you don't understand something you're seeing or something you're feeling inside yourself, you have a lot to look forward to. You've been waiting a long time, but this is really coming. And I have the Ace of Swords, which is a victory and also means the close of the year. So, and crossing that is success. Looking forward to your long cherished dream coming true.
Mm-hmm.
I think you just had to process the change, and like, you know, you did a shedding, and you're going to have so much realization after this happens. I mean, you're going to be able to help others that are stuck waiting a long time for something, and you know that sometimes
yeah.
That's God's training for us. You know, you went through it so you can say, hey, I know about this, I understand this, I can tell you that this is true. So you really have a lot to look forward to.
Oh,
your cherished
you.
Wish in giving back to those who've given to you. You need to feel good about that. Those people were placed in your life because God wanted them to help you. And just be grateful that you have them. Better than enemies.
I am very grateful. And every day I thank God for all of them.
Good.
Friends and family. I'm very grateful.
Good. Well, be sure and join us in December. Like I said, just the month and day of your birthday, and your year is classified, and it'll be interesting, a little second opinion. So, mark your calendar.
Okay.
And thank
I
you
will
for
do
participating.
That. Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you. Okay.
Oh, it's me. Hello.
Hello. Hello. You're on
Hello.
The air.
Hi. Hi, Dana.
Hi.
Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hey. I'm just going to ask you to do general. I'm not going to say no more.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. These are kind of disturbing times.
Just throw me there. Okay, go ahead.
Okay,
Sorry.
You're a little bit nervous about your, you know, grandson and your other grandchildren. And, you know, it takes time. God give us free will. You can't can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink, kind of thing. We can't make people do what we want them to do. We have to allow angels to assist us and trust God in all things. But you are going to see a change in him, probably more into next year, and it may be like late spring or early summer. He's just at that time in his life where, you know, he's becoming at the age of 18, and it's like he's not going to listen to anybody. He's going to, you know, have to, we all have to learn our own lessons, and I think it would be interesting for you to call in December and give his birth date, and she can really tell you. I also, see a windfall of money, and it's coming up like an, for you, an inheritance.
Yeah.
It's a blessing for all the sacrifice and everything that you've gone through for other people.
Oh.
And that's coming to you probably, it might be December, but it looks like either December or January.
I have a question about moving into another place. I don't know what's going on. My credit got ruined because I spent all my money and didn't pay my credit card. I had to spend on my family, but I don't regret it, but it's just it's keeping me from, you know, so that's my concern right now.
Okay, there are a lot of good programs out there for credit repair that can lower the cost. Do a little research online. Just type in at Google, type in credit repair, and some of them are free. Okay. And they can negotiate those balances down.
Okay.
But
yeah, like
you know,
an interest
you do want to work. You do want to work for that to become debt free because it's
We're
slave to the lender, and the scripture tells us, "Oh no man, nothing but to love him." Doesn't mean you can't have a mortgage or car payment. You know, it just means that excessive debt. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Credit card debt.
I understand.
And there is. Yeah. I'll look up some stuff too and email you. All right.
Okay. All right. Well.
Okay.
God bless you
Thank
and
you.
Your family. Love you all. Okay.
Thank you. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, are you giving massage from the other side?
Hi.
Hi. My name is Maria. Yeah, I call it from
Hi, Maria.
I call it from New York. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome to California from New York.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and we're talking from New Jersey, so we're all over that. Okay, what can I do for you?
We are never. Are you talking with somebody that I, you know, the other side? You give them a massage? You do?
Okay. And you want me to look at that transition?
Yeah, my husband, my mother, my father will come in.
Okay.
Please. Thank you.
All right, I have a special deck for that. Okay. Let me grab it here. I can probably give you more details than I can give you on the radio, but if you want to email me, I give my email address. It's Daisy, DAISEYMAE, 81@hotmail.com, and ask, give me the names of the persons, and I'll give you a little more details than I can give you on the radio. So. Okay?
Hey, guy. All right.
He had a hard time with this.
Yeah.
Mhm. Yeah. He had a hard time. And he's currently receiving help from angels. But I think he took it very hard to have to leave.
Yes.
And to leave you.
Yes.
Yeah. He's concerned about your welfare financially and everything in the future. So I think I should look at that in detail. So you get in touch with me and just give me his name and I will respond to you, okay?
Yeah. I call him.
He's taking this hard. He has angels helping him, but he needs our prayers. He needs our prayers for his soul and his spirit. They're in conflict. The spirit's doing fine, but he's not recognizing the spirit, and his soul is just really reacting. So I'll do some prayer work, too, once I get your email, and then I'll respond to you, okay?
Okay. Are you sure I'm going to go in Italy next year?
Okay. Yes, and I also see a change in your life, too. And there's someone in your future, companion, a person that's... There are people coming to help you through this, you know, friends, family. So you have some... And it's all because he's so stressing on this. So we need to relieve his soul, and I will help you do that, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. God bless.
God bless you too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, good evening, Miss Daisy. How are you?
I'm good.
So great to talk to you, especially since it's my birthday. So you have good timing for your
reading. Oh, wow, that's the best time to get a reading. You know,
yes.
I do free birthday readings, so if you want to email me, I'll be more than happy to do that for you.
You're
just
the best.
Put
thank you.
In the subject line birthday reading, month and the day, and I'll do it, okay? And I'll respond
thank
to you.
Okay.
I always give free
that.
Birthday readings. I tell people, you know, it helps me to remember them. If you call me and and get in touch.
Thank you.
And also, it's the best time. It's the best time.
Thank you.
So if you do that, I'll get back to you this weekend.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem. It's actually a good thing to do.
Okay.
All right. I have a man in question here.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm in love with him, but he seems emotionally unavailable.
Well, there's a quick change. There's a quick change with this. And there's action on his part for change. I think that he was undecided, you know, he's undecided about love, period. There's something there that has created that, either an experience or maybe back in his childhood, some kind of rejection. But intuitively, you know, a lot of times we have battles with the logical mind and our heart issues, which is where our intuition. And if you just sort of not give him energy and just, it's going to mean a discipline of controlling yourself, but I think that he will miss it. There's something, I should probably look at that on him at some point. There's something psychological that he's put a barrier up against letting himself love.
Yeah, he lost his wife. so I'm sure that's still impacting him. Yeah.
He needs to just kind of miss you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, we were supposed to get together tomorrow, and honestly, Daisy, I need more. I need more than what he's giving, so I had to make plans. I can't sit at home on my birthday weekend and do nothing because that would be emotionally devastating.
But go meet with him.
So,
go meet with him.
I haven't heard from him, and I'm not reaching out to him. I haven't heard from him, and this is so typical. You know, he wants to see me once a month, and that's not the relationship that I want.
Well, I tell him, say, you know what, this is my birthday, and I have just made a decision that I have to make myself important, and I don't feel like that I'm getting what I need from you. I want more than that. And then don't give him energy after that and let him think, whoa, she means it, and I can't go there anymore. This is not going to be convenient for me, and let him miss you.
Yes. That's what my plan was. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'll pray about this and get in touch, and I'll do your birthday reading, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Daisy, it's always great talking to you. God bless you, too.
Thank you. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. This is Chandra, as you know. Just asking the usual.
Hi, Chandra.
Career. How are you? Career, dear. What's going on?
Okay. Okay. Well, it's been a lull. It's been at a standstill. But like I said, that last full moon has the power to change the course of things in our lives. And I said expect the unexpected, and that's told and true with this action.
Okay.
You know, nobody expected it to go this way. And I mentioned last radio show that there would be chaos around this, but you are. You haven't lost out with this one company, but I also show something. For some reason, they've just come to a screeching halt here and aren't doing anything. But I see another avenue coming up, too. And I don't think, I think by the close of this year, you know, particularly this month and next month, that there will be a change for you.
Okay, so will there be a new avenue opening up? Will that one come first, or will the other one that I already...
The one that you already invested a lot of time in and effort, it's just they're at a standstill, but I think they're going to surprise you here.
Okay.
But I see another offer other than that, which would be a new opportunity.
Oh,
but you're
going to
end up getting what you want. You're going to end up having to decide between these two offers.
I love that.
I do too. Give me options.
I love that. Feast or famine.
Give me some options, please.
Yes. Feast or famine. So I'll definitely contact you then to find out, you know, what's the best decision to make at that point. So.
Well, thank you.
And
I'll be on my regular schedule on Keene starting Monday. This week was a little hectic. So,
What else is coming up for relationships then?
Okay.
Switching gears.
Okie dokie. Cups. Cups and getting what you want. That's something that's been a while coming, and I don't know if you've ever heard the little cliche that you have to kiss a lot of toads before you get Prince Charming.
Oh, God, yes. I learned not to kiss him. I just
walk back
and watch
him. I don't want to kiss
him. No, I just sit back and watch.
I'm tired of kissing.
I've learned my lesson.
So, I know, huh? there's something coming up within, but this, what it's saying is that there's nothing happening in the toads are gone. You know, you're going to get the right one, and he really is going to be very sweet. You'll probably question it because you're so used to men that have let you down, and you know, you're going to pinch yourself and make sure I'm not dreaming here.
Okay. So will it be that missed
successful
opportunity, or is this someone new completely?
Oh, that's a good question. Okay. It looks new.
Okay.
It looks new. For some reason, well, we're trying to get this man to come around, this missed opportunity under Mercury retrograde.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God it's direct now and in Libra. So that is a more loving
mm-hmm.
vibration. But today it's not good because of the square with Saturn. But you're going to be successful. I think you're going to have choices in both areas. Both areas.
Okay. He always does this to me. God just... He said, I'm going to hold back for a minute, and then you're going to figure it out, okay?
Just be at peace about it. Be at peace and say, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, God speaks to us through his messengers, which are angels and people that are witnesses, and we're, you know, we're all capable of being witnesses if you're born again. So it just,
mm-hmm.
We are supposed to help one another, and we help one another by loving one another, and that's the purpose of this show. I want to help people along the path. It can get a little rough out there.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have a question. Do my spirit angel have an actual name, or do I just pray to my spirit angel? How does that work?
You don't pray to angels. You speak to them like they're a counselor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you're St. Michael.
Okay.
He's around you right now, and so is Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Gabriel's going to help you with your job. Michael's going
to
help you with your love life.
I'm going to speak to Gabriel as soon as we get off the phone, then. We're going to have a long talk.
Yeah, he's going to help you, boy. He's going to strengthen you to get the right thing and say,
mm-hmm.
you know, enough of this security. I'm getting security.
Right.
He's going to help you find
right.
a secure position. And then Michael is going to help you with your love life.
Okay, good to know.
All right.
So I'll know which
thank
direction
you.
To go then. All right, thank you
okay.
so much, dear. Appreciate your call. Thanks.
I appreciate
bye-bye.
You participating. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. All right, here we go. Hello, you're on the air. Hello. Hello.
I'm just
okay,
listening.
I picked up. Hello.
Just listening.
Oh, just listening? Okay.
Yes.
Well, thank you. Okay. All right. Your soul and body need to be instructed what to do. It's your body and your mind that need guidance. We are a spirit that lives in a body and that will one day go to the other side. Your body will be given back to you at the resurrection. No matter how you died, whether you were cremated or buried, it doesn't make any difference. We are, our bodies will be resurrected, but then they'll be changed to our perfect masterpiece. Practice stilling your mind and find a quiet place, and with consistency, you will hear from God. But look to the Word, because he speaks through the Word. That's why he gave us this little manual. And again, I want to mention that we have a very special show next month. Lexi, our guest speaker, you don't want to miss this. I find her to be accurate and gifted. I'm so used to the church and everybody knowing who I am, but I've received some inquiries about me, so I'm going to give you a little bio here. I was ordained into the ministry Christmas Eve in 1975. from the Western Liberal Catholic Church in Long Beach, California. I served at Chapel of the Angels, Christ Church, St. Jude's Chapel, approximately 30 years, Long Beach, California. I have a PhD in metaphysics, and I am currently online ministry with Spiritual Perceptions and through Keen.com, which I've been with for several years. So that's basically, and I've worked many years for Keen giving spiritual readings. And I never give these details because I don't want to feel like I'm blowing a horn here or anything. I'm content with just serving. And I, but I've had some requests, so that's why I'm doing that. Okay, let's take another call here. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Okay. All right. So I want you to realize that with practice, you know, practice makes perfect, as they say, but we have to steel our mind because God does not communicate with false personality, and false personality is when you're letting your emotions rule you and you're just all out there not thinking about being still and hearing him. It's just like we need to know that God is with us and have confidence in his love and be able to put ourselves in positions to hear from him. So, Father God, your word is living and active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing even soul from spirit and joint from marrow, and judging the thoughts and attitudes of our heart. Father, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I trust your word and stake my faith on its truth. I know all of its promises are yes in Messiah Jesus and amen, and it will never return to us void. Your words are life, and I declare that every word you have spoken over our lives will be fulfilled in 2021. I thank you for everyone that's participated today, and I pray for wisdom and guidance in all the people that I work with in Yeshua's name. Until next time, December the 4th at 1 o'clock, thank you and God bless.